Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions. Yesterday I did my longer trip again to Barcelona Airport and back again. Last time I did it, I was able to get there and back in one charge, and it had to be that way because of the making wrong turns on the way there and not being able to charge it while I was down there, not having the proper card or app that I needed to use a charger that was near to the airport. And my wife sort of pointed out to me yesterday it would have been brilliant if we could have actually plugged in at the airport, and then we could have had enough charge in there, you know, because we was there about 20 minutes, half an hour, for getting back without any problems whatsoever. So I spent time to put some chargers into Barcelona Airport. Anyway, so what we did when we finished at the airport is went looking for someone. Didn't want to go to the charger I went to before because it wasn't working for me last time. So I thought I'd try a different one. So I was trying to head towards a charger which I was hoping was going to be free. But I got to the point for turning off the road, and wouldn't you know it, there was roadworks and I couldn't get through there. I was trying to get round to it, and in the end I sort of pulled up in this place and thought, well, where do I go to get to this one? And it wasn't too far away, but while I was there I actually sort of saw a Repsol petrol station, and there was an Ibl charger there, and I thought, oh well, I've got an Ibl card, I'll give that a try. Well, my first attempt at using it didn't go well. I thought I could use the card, and it didn't accept it. I don't know what was going on there. It looked like it was going to start charging, and then it stopped. Maybe I need to actually put some money onto the card first to have some money there. I mean, it's supposed to work with a credit card, but anyway, it didn't. So next time I tried with an app, and I think I must have moved the charging cable a little bit, connection on the car in between time, and it didn't work. So I had to sort of fiddle about with the CHAdeMO charging cable plug in the car again. And third time I was lucky. Now the other thing about this is that it was going in at about 38 kilowatts, which wasn't bad really, I suppose. Would have been nice if it were going in there at 44, but it went in at 38. And that was okay. It was telling me that it was going to be 15 minutes, 16 minutes to get to 75%. So I didn't really need much in there, I mean, to be able to have the juice that I required to be able to drive home without having to think about doing any sort of driving behind lorries to reduce my amount of juice being used and so on. Anyway, so the other thing was is that there was a minimum charge of €5. Again, that made it kind of expensive, but on the long sort of end of things, I mean, it's not bad when you consider that the cost of getting there and back was going to be €5 plus maybe €2.50 perhaps for a full charge that I put in there at home. So, I mean, €7.50 to get there and back, I mean, it's still darn cheap really compared to what it would have cost if I'd been using dino juice. So it was a learning experience, and I'm glad I did it. Next time I go down there, I'll do a bit more hunting around, I'll give myself a bit more time, and I'll go into one of the ones where I can use the electric charging card I've got from Girona or from the Barcelona Ajuntament. So with my trip down to Barcelona yesterday, and a little bit of a learning experience, and a little bit of desire for having some charging points in Barcelona Airport. Okay then, bye-bye now, talk to you again soon.